Do you work or study in the professional beauty industry? Get ready to be part of the most exciting industry event in Ohio. Premier Columbus, returning September 29th and 30th. Choose from hundreds of educational classes and connect with top professional brands in hair, barber, nails, and skincare. Plus, exclusive deals on products and tools. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, you won't want to miss Premier Columbus this year. Professional passes only $80 and students $60. Prices will go up at the show. Purchase your ticket and learn more at premiershows.com.
Thanks so much for joining us. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart settled into the studio. Nice and warm. Not a bad day for January. A few clouds, breezy, 26 degrees. Winds howling out of the northwest at 23 miles an hour. And we're not done with the snow. As you heard a moment ago, more snow on the way on Monday. So March going out like a lion. That's the old saying. It looks like April will get off to a crummy start on Monday. But you can't do anything about the weather, but we can help you with your computer. Hardware, software, that sort of thing if you're having problems. Doug's the man. He's in studio today. And our phone number, as always, on Tech Talk, 651-989-9226. You can text 81807, that is 81807. Great way to go for all the programs here on CCO. Once again, the phone number, we invite you to call early, 651-989-9226, or you can text 81807. Doug, how you been?
Absolutely wonderful, as long as I can stay warm.
Yeah. Boy, I couldn't get over it. I knew we were going to get snow.
Yep.
And then I got up this morning and said, oh my, and went out and tackled the driveway because I knew we were going to get more on Monday, or there's more in the forecast on Monday. So I just didn't want to do the old end of March, early April. I'll just drive over it. I thought I would clean that up a little bit. And then downtown, the streets.
Can you believe, like, Marquette? I mean, it's like 2 inches of ice.
Yeah, just glare ice.
Just bizarre.
So take it easy out there. I know the freeways are in good shape, but some of the city streets are really slick.
The side streets that didn't get any sun.
Yeah, so take it easy out there. All right, Doug, this Facebook thing will not go away.
Well, you know, my understanding is Facebook's going to get fined $2 trillion. Can you imagine it?
Wait,
I have trouble.
With a T or a B?
A T. We're talking huge fine here. That's what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And I had a gentleman that's been emailing me, a nice guy named John, kind of set the record straight in my mind. And apparently our contract with Facebook states that they cannot share the second and third level of our privacy with third level vendors. And this little process that they had that was used by Cambridge Analytica, they weren't supposed to get that process. So, yeah, Facebook is right in the middle of this thing.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah, I can't believe $2 trillion.
That's what they're talking about. Okay. No, that's a fine that people will not forget.
Well, and it's a $2 trillion is so much money, I'm sure the company would have to file for bankruptcy.
I can't imagine it.
Yeah. So we'll see how this plays out. And I think that because politics is at the heart of this, that's why it's getting ugly.
Oh, absolutely.
And it takes you back to some of these other data breaches. Remember the Target data breach and how much trouble Target was in. These new data breaches make that look like no big deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You had the credit report. Was it Experian or Equifax? Well, I can't remember which.
Yeah, Equifax.
Okay. Yeah.
And now they're selling security, just so you know.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's one of those things where there's always talk about how you protect your information. We talked about it a little bit. Let's quickly summarize. Be careful what you put out there on social media, number one. Number two, have good passwords. Change them from time to time. You just have to use common sense when it comes to this stuff.
Well, this thing with Facebook, I think, is going to really wake up the entire industry. And USA Today had a tremendous article where Google has actually said, wait a minute, we better take a look at our policies and have sent this, and in this article, it shows how you can see every piece of data that Google has collected on you. However, let me just say, you should be prepared to spend a little time looking at this. I started to download mine and I went, what? Excuse me? They've got searches that I actually performed in the late 80s. I mean, as soon as Google was, I'm going, really? I mean, this is, and you can actually ask Google now to wipe it. So we're going to see this as a wake-up call globally. And I think it really is overdue. It's time.
Yeah, it is time. And we've talked about it. It's still the Wild West in a lot of ways.
Absolutely.
It is still the Wild West. And it will take years to sort this stuff out. What should be private? What is in the public domain? I mean, there's a lot of things to sort out. Who owns what? Who controls what? How it's regulated? I've even heard some talk of some of these social media platforms being regulated like public utilities.
Exactly.
Like the old telephone company or the power company or the natural gas company, that it's getting to the point where this stuff is infrastructure. Will we see that on some level with the internet, period?
I think we will. It's we are living in extremely interesting times because we're getting back to the privacy and the security questions of, well, okay, what's good for everybody? Is it good for one? If it's good for everybody, is it so bad for one that we've really got to make some serious changes? So there's a fine line between this.
Yeah, and I think the comparison to a public utility in some ways is good. Can you operate in today's society without access to high-speed internet? And if you think about it, you could argue that case for a long time. But once upon a time, they decided that, like electricity, is a public utility. You know, no matter who owns the lines, that it's going to be regulated by the government on how they operate and what they can charge, and they're going to investigate if there's a lot of downtime. I just think that we're moving in that direction
where
the internet becomes a public utility.
Oh, it's no doubt. There's no question in my mind that you're correct about this. If I had to put money on that, my gamble would be in that direction.
Yeah.
And it's a big question. Because you've got the rights of the individual, but I think the first step is taking place here in the simplification of the agreements that we as product have to sign or have to adhere to. Remember now, we're not the customer, we're the product. But we still had to agree to say, okay, we will be your customer. And I believe that these agreements, if they even melt them down to 3 pages, so they're readable and understandable for the non-lawyer lay people, I think that the simplification of these agreements is going to be a huge, huge step. And that's going to happen, I think, relatively quickly.
All right, 118 here on Tech Talk. This show is really all about your calls and your texts. And we're going to go to the phone lines right out of the gate. Friendly reminder, phones, great way to go. Text line, another good way to go at 818-07. Phone line again, 651-989-9226. We go to Dick, Mendota Heights. You're on the air. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's happening?
A little bit of history here. On Cyber Monday in 2016, I got a really good deal on a Dell Box desktop computer. Just got around to it yesterday, hooking it up and putting it together, hoping to get updates put on, whatever. I've got a 2006 Dell 24-inch monitor, and I hooked it up to that, and I can't see anything on the monitor.
That's unusual. You might actually have to get into the settings on the monitor itself. Sounds to me that you have to actually indicate on the monitor how you're connecting it to your computer. It's either that or your new computer possibly could have more than one video interface, could have a HDMI, could have a regular VGA analog plug, could have a VGA digital plug, could have all three. And you have to indicate on the monitor which one it's doing. But I definitely would make sure that the monitor is turned on, shut the computer off, and plug and play really should. They should find each other. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call. You're in Mendota Heights, so we're neighbors. That's close enough to where we can get together anytime after Easter. And thank you for the call.
All right, by the way, we'll have Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. So be aware of that. We're coming up on a break right now. We have a number of calls lined up. And the number again, real quick, 651-989-9226. That's 651-989-9226. And you can text 81807. We've got a text on an SSD drive. And a quick comment before the break from the text line. If the government never went after Equifax, it seems grossly unfair to try to make an example out of Facebook. I'm certainly much more upset over the Equifax breach. And that was a big breach and a big problem, and it's one of those things where I get back to the political thing.
I agree.
The Facebook thing is tied to politics. The Equifax thing was just everybody's info, Republican, Democrat. It was a bad deal.
Well,
but once again, I'm not sure the government went far enough there as well.
I don't think, this is a personal opinion, I think it's a good thing that they're going after Facebook. I think they should have went after Equifax much harder.
Right.
But that's my opinion.
And that's what the text is saying. So very interesting on how this is handled going forward. All right, quick break. We have more on Tech Talk. Doug in the studio here on the CCO. It is Tech Talk. Doug Swinhart in studio. Our studio coordinator is Jonathan Lowe. Phone numbers again, 651-989-9226. Text 81807. That is 81807 here at CCO. Let's go to the text line for a quickie. I'm going to be getting a new Windows laptop this year. Do you recommend getting one with an SSD drive?
Absolutely. If you can afford it, it's the only way to go. You are looking at so much more machine with a solid state drive. And you should also do a little research on the difference of SSD formats. SATA, SATA-M, SATA-M2, and performance is going to be everything. But an SSD drive is absolutely a no-brainer, especially in a laptop. They're talking about some of the new HP laptops, and I really attribute this to the solid state circuitry in the drives. Some of these are going to end up having battery life of 15 hours.
Wow.
And weigh less than 2.5 pounds. I mean, that's a tremendous piece of machinery.
That is extraordinary.
Isn't that mind-boggling?
It is. It is. Real quickly, on the solid-state drives, are they more durable than the old spinners?
Absolutely. Now, people really are worried that because you can't actually go in and fix the drives, but out of every SSD drive I put in, I've had one failure. One. And I have to also tell you this. This I put in for a truck driver, and he brought it in, and it was like drenching in Coke. He spilled a whole quart of Coke on top of this thing. This thing was in his machine for 10 months. I took this hard drive out, sent it back to PNY, and I told him it had Coke spilled on it. They replaced it anyway. Sent me a new drive. Unbelievable. You just don't see that kind of thing.
All right, finally, we haven't done it in a while. Even if you do have a brand new computer with an SSD drive, still back up your data.
Yeah, you really have to do that. Here's an example of, whatever was on that hard drive when I got it, there was no getting it back. It was gone. It was dead. Now, I should also say that a spinner drive, because they're vacuum sealed, might not have had a problem when the Coke got poured on it. I have to say that as well. But I really believe that this type of shorting out or whatever took this drive is extremely unusual. They're very robust. And so far, they have really, really stood up to the test of time.
All right. Good news. Let's go to the phones again. Jerry in St. Michael. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I was at home the other night on my laptop, and I had a few windows open, Facebook, Gmail, and all of a sudden my screen started flashing. I mean, it almost looked like a strobe light. And I couldn't do anything. I had to shut down. Once I started back up, I had to log into every site that I had open, where normally I log in automatically. And then I got a message from Google saying, you know, this is strange. You're trying to log in from a different location, and that location was White Plains, New York. Should I be worried?
Yes. Google is keeping track of somebody, but that had nothing to do with the screen flashing. Not that I know of. Google actually keeps track of where you're logging into your Gmail and your Google account. If it even gets an inkle that there's suspicious behavior, you definitely want to address that. They have a whole series, but I'm thinking at this point, you need to get into your main Google account and make sure that you can see all the email addresses that are associated with that Google account. And you might want to be updating your passwords here. But yes, anytime Google says, yeah, somebody attempted a login, somebody's logged around the planet, or it's in New York, or it's someplace else where you're not. Yes, that's a major concern. Jump on your Google account and do some research. And if you need help with that, you give me a call next week and I'll give you a hand.
All right, Doug's phone number and email at the end of the program. How are we going to get rid of a message to update Adobe Essentials blocks the message? How do I get rid of this? Once again, someone on their computer is getting a message to update Adobe.
If he's referring to Adobe Reader, that has to stay up to date. If you are referring to Adobe Flash, that also has to stay up to date. Now, it sounds to me like it's Microsoft Security Essentials. Yeah. And if that's the case and you're running Windows 7, completely uninstall Microsoft Security Essentials and go and purchase Malwarebytes or ESET, ENOD 32, or McAfee, or a different protection package. I just don't trust Microsoft Security Essentials with Windows 7 any longer.
All right, before the break, we have the weather coming up in a moment. Real quick, what is the best way to get rid of Microsoft Security Essentials? Would you use an uninstaller like Revo to get rid of it?
I actually would. Once you have the program to install your new protection on your hard drive, use Revo Uninstaller or possibly CCleaner Uninstaller, which won't go quite as deep as Revo. But Revo will do a much better job. You'll have to restart your computer completely after you reboot. Before you even go on the internet, you open up that install executable file and get your protection set up. That really is the way to go.
All right, and what would you recommend again real quick? What's that list?
I would go probably with Malwarebytes. I just love that product. ESET, ENOD 32 by a company called ESET, tremendous product. Or McAfee, which at this point is actually owned by Intel.
All right, very good. 1:31, we'll have the weather in a moment. More Tech Talk coming up. We'll go to the phone lines right out of the weather. Ray is waiting on the line. We do have some phone numbers open, 651-989-9226. Text 81807. That's 81807. We have some good ones waiting on the line as well on our text screen. Jump in. We still have plenty of time here on Tech Talk on a Saturday. 1:36 Tech Talk, Doug in studio. Always great to see Doug Swinhart. We'll have his phone number and email at the end of the program. Jonathan Lowe, our studio coordinator. A lot of calls and texts, as always, on the program today. Our next scheduled show, due to the twin schedule, coming up on April 21st. That is a Saturday. Keep that in mind. Once again, as we get later in the year and there's more Saturday night games, Tech Talk will be on more regularly, but early in the season, a lot of day games for the Twins. So keep that in mind. Once again, if the Twins are on, no Tech Talk. But if the Twins are off or playing an evening game, we will be in on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock here on CCO. Let's go to Ray in Maplewood. Ray, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Ray. What's going on?
Well, I had a problem this weekend, so I want to find out exactly what you think I should do. I use Chrome, and I use Windows 7, and I went to the Weather Channel look at the weather, and all of a sudden I got a big yellow rectangle on the screen claiming that I had malware and I needed to call a number.
You know, I got to tell you, you are probably the 25th or more person to have this issue. And I'm not so certain that there isn't a piece of the weatherchannel.com that isn't infected with something. Just open up your Google Chrome and go to AccuWeather, AccuWeather.com, another tremendous weather site. I've heard this a lot in the last 3 weeks. I actually saw that very same red screen on my Linux machine. Yeah, this is some kind of malware floating around that's coming in from that site. So, yeah, your best bet is just to go to AccuWeather.com. You'll like that. WCCO has full weather on their site. Rock and roll. And thank you for the call.
All right, good call. Let's go to Jim in Andover. Jim, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Here's the situation I've got. Our parish priest has a laptop that she's asking me to look at. And it's asking her to do a Windows update, but it hangs about halfway through. And I took the error message, which unfortunately I don't have right now, and did a little research online, and it says we have to flash the BIOS or update the BIOS.
I disagree. I'm not real big on updating BIOS unless you absolutely have to. Before you go that route, I want you to download and run the portable version of GWX Control Panel. And even if you've got Windows 10, this program was designed to prevent Windows 10 from coming into a Windows 7 or Windows 8 machine. However, I've discovered that there's this little section in there that talks about clearing your update cache. You can actually run GWX Control Panel and select clear your update cache without running the rest of the program. Clear out that update cache first. Restart your computer and give it a shot. And if you have problems, you give me a call and we'll get you squared away on that. And thank you so much for the call and happy Easter.
All right. Very good call. As always, we have some lines open at the moment. 651-989-9226. Plenty of time to get in on the program. Don't wait till the very end. Right now is the time to call Doug. Let's go to that text line right now and see if we can get through some of these. We have a number of texts. Here's a good one. Facebook under attack. A lot of people are dropping out of Facebook.
Oh, you bet.
What is the best way to get away from Facebook, to kind of end your run with Facebook?
That's not as easy as it looks, but I think it's going to get a lot easier in the next several weeks. Go on to google.com and type in a search. You are going to find an enormous amount of research there. The reason that it's kind of a problem is Facebook actually set itself up through other user accounts to where you could just log on with your Facebook account and have access to that kind of stuff. It's kind of spidered its way through the internet.
There's tentacles.
Yes. It's if you've been an avid Facebook user and used your Facebook account to log on to other sites, even if it was just temporary, this can get really, really sticky. And it isn't totally solved yet. It's going to take you some time to completely unwind that. I think at this point, a better method might just be to wait a while and watch what they do with their privacy settings and how they reestablish and redesign the user interface so we can have better control of this. Hold off a bit. Now, if you do want to opt out, be prepared. It's going to take you a while. It may take up to 3 months, even after you think that you're done.
All right. So dig into that one, but it could become easier.
It's a big job.
In the future. All right. I have two Windows 10 PCs that are experiencing periods of 100% disk usage in Task Manager. Both are i3 processors. Both started this after a major Windows 10 update this past fall. It doesn't always happen, but when it does, the PCs slow way down. Both run Windows Defender antivirus. What could be going on here?
Yeah, that's really bad. That's not only disk, but you've got some kind of processes running that are just sucking up your processor as well. Probably the first thing that you want to do is download, install, and run CCleaner. CCLEANER. Just go to Google and type it in. Make sure you get the free download. Go through the entire sections. But first, clean that. Next, Windows 10. You must download and install SpyBot Active Beacon and go through all of those. In addition to that, you need to get under your PC settings and make sure you're not updating other people's computers. It's all under the update. Take your time. You got about 5 screens to go through. Shut all that nonsense off. And if you continue to have issues, give me a call and we'll walk you through some other stuff. But this is, if you've got them both happening at once, you very well could have some malware floating between your two computers as well. It's time to clean house.
All right, from the text line, when running ADW Cleaner, I found 20 issues. When I click on clean, it starts and then shows a message, encountered unknown issue in shutting down. What could be going on with ADW Cleaner?
That's bizarre. I haven't seen that. I want to make absolutely certain that you're hitting the remove button after you find them. That would be the only thing I can think of, because it's going to want to remove that before it shuts down. And if that doesn't do it, you may actually have to run something in safe mode, which is no easy task to get into in Windows 10. But you can also run that program in safe mode with networking. And that's going to take a little bit of effort as well. But I think the problem here, Steve, the inkle I'm getting is they're running ADW Cleaner, but they're not removing what it's finding. And there's a button right there that says remove. Just click it and go.
All right. If there is a consistent issue, would it be time to remove ADW Cleaner and try a clean reinstall?
It very well might, but there's some program that's conflicting with this. This is where CCleaner actually does a nice job as well, because the third section down under tools, you can shut off programs that are automatically running upon Windows startup. And you can go in and you can shut all them off and then run ADW Cleaner.
All right, so CCleaner and ADW Cleaner do
two
the
separate
same thing,
packages.
But they do the same thing for the
kinda,
most part?
Kinda. Okay. CCleaner is installed within the operating system and takes out temp files and that kind of thing. ADW Cleaner is a product by Malwarebytes. And that product is designed to do malware, antiviruses, PUP, pop-ups, things in your registry that CCleaner may not necessarily find. So the two of them working in conjunction are very, very healthy for every Windows computer.
All right. Very good. How do I properly get rid of an old PC with a hard drive that I no longer need? And I know we've talked about this from time to time. First of all, you want to clean up the hard drive. You want to get your data off there. What's the easiest way to do that? Do you just reformat the drive?
You can do that if you want to. If you're going to get rid of the computer and you really don't even want to take the time to make sure your data's gone, just take it to Tech Dump. They'll clear your data off that hard drive and give you a certificate that it's cleared right while you wait.
Yep. And yep. Once again, TECHDUMP. It's a nonprofit here in the Twin Cities. I've been to the one a number of times in Golden Valley. I know there are all around town. We've had them on the air before. Tech Dump, great way to go.
Outstanding organization.
Yeah, they've really done a solid job. As a matter of fact, we gave them a bunch of stuff at my full-time job. We had all sorts of things. Some of the items, they charged a few bucks.
Yeah.
But otherwise, we were able to get rid of a lot of old stuff, and it was relatively inexpensive, and they picked it up.
Yeah.
Now, for businesses, they'll do that, but just go to their website, techdump.org, and they're here in town.
Fantastic.
They do a lot of great work.
Fantastic.
Here in town, for sure. Quick break, 1:47, 13 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock here at CCO. We'll go to the phone line. Scott in Plymouth up out of the break in a moment. 10 minutes now in front of 2 o'clock, all the news and weather at 2. Ask the expert next hour. Of course, tax day coming up on the 17th. Joe Lucy will join us in studio, and he is going to talk tax planning. You know, we have to prepare our tax returns every year. But what's the difference between preparing to file your returns and actually planning a strategy. We'll get into that with Joe next hour. Once again, a little over 2 weeks to go. I've got to write a check to the state and the federal government. That's the way it goes.
Pew.
Yeah, that's the way it goes, and I'll happily write that check, and I'm just kidding. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon. Purpose of my phone call is in reference to Google Chrome, which has been my browser of choice, and all of a sudden, for some reason, when I try to open it, it starts to open and then it shuts down right away.
I'm going to suggest to you that before you remove it, if you can't open it at all, then what you need to do is you need to completely uninstall it and then restart your computer, run CCleaner, including the registry clean, and then attempt to reinstall it. If you haven't already done so, you're also going to want to download and install Mozilla Firefox. If you have other browsers installed that use a Google engine, like Maxthon, you might want to take them out as well. This is usually caused by extensions being added to your browser. And if that doesn't do it for you, you give me a call and we'll connect up remotely and we'll get this squared away. This happens from time to time with all browsers. And Google is not very vulnerable, but once it hits, you got to clean it up.
All right. Multiple browsers, Google Chrome, Mozilla Firefox are the biggies. Of course, there's Internet Explorer. It's been around forever. I rarely use it.
No, you shouldn't. Edge in Windows 10. Safari is a good browser.
Yep.
Opera. I have no problem with Safari or Opera. The latest version of Safari runs great on a PC. I'm just amazed at how quick and speedy it is.
Yeah. So there are plenty of options. Have multiple browsers. They don't cost you a nickel.
I'm really impartial to Chrome as well, so I feel Scott's pain.
Yeah, and I bounce between Firefox and Chrome, depending on what I'm in.
Absolutely.
Particularly at my other job, we have business software that they prefer we run on Firefox, and then I run some other stuff in Chrome and usually have them both open at the same time.
Absolutely.
All day and no problem whatsoever. So have multiple browsers. Always a good plan. Be there for sure. Let's go to the text line. We've had a ton of great texts today. And remember, 81807 is good for all our programs here at CCO. I just tried to download CCleaner, and my McAfee told me it was dangerous. Is there something I'm doing wrong?
Yeah, that's bizarre. If it did, I think make absolutely certain that you're getting it from Puriform. And it's CCLEANER. And it comes from a company called Puriform. And make sure that you're getting the free version. There's also a trial version. But yeah, McAfee should let that through. If you're certain you're getting it from, in fact, just to make sure, open up a Google page, a Google search box, type in CCleaner, space, a plus sign, space, and the word major geeks, MajorGeeks, and that will take you to the Major Geeks file depository, right directly to a download page for CCleaner, which is connected straight to Puriform. That might be able to do that, get you squared away there, but yeah, that's bizarre that McAfee would tell you that it isn't safe. I don't think they have the original.
Yeah.
You know, anytime something becomes popular on the internet, somebody's going to try to grab the name and change it and try to hand you something to, well, whatever the bad guys are doing, whatever they're up to. So I would be very suspicious of that particular link.
All right, Doug, here's a good one. I'm trying to recover a file created on a defunct Windows XP computer and trying to move it over to Windows 10. How do I go about doing that?
If the drive is operational and your old drive, if you've got it out of the computer, you'll have to either get an external case for it or they've got little pieces of equipment at Micro Center that plug into the end of the drive, and you plug it into the power, and then you plug it into a USB drive. They're about $12. You should be able to copy that file over. Now, if it's damaged, you need to copy the entire file. Make sure you get the damaged part. Then you're going to want to go, same company, Puriform, people that make Sea Cleaner. They also make a product called Recuva. R-E-C-U-V-A. I think it's kind of like supposed to rhyme with recover. But that, even the trial version, will go through that file bit by bit, piece by piece, and reassemble it. As long as you have the initial file name, because when it's done, it's going to have a different file name. You must rename that file back to what it was. And if you have trouble with that, give me a call next week, and we'll see if we can get that squared away for you.
All right, we've had a couple of texts today about this, and maybe a good way to close it out here real quick. How often should you completely shut down a desktop, and when is sleep mode okay? Is there kind of a rule you use or a time frame?
Boy, I tell you, that's a tough question for me because mine's on all the time. I think my Linux box has been rebooted about five times since the first of the year, maybe.
Okay.
And that's when I was testing internet and network. The equipment today is so efficient that it really is no big deal whatsoever. And I don't put anything to sleep. It all just drains. It doesn't take much at all. As long as you're shutting off your monitor so you're not getting burned in. So it's not a big deal. Storm, you're going away for the weekend, shut them down.
Yeah. If you're going to be gone for a week or two.
Shut them down. Absolutely.
Yeah. Shut it
but if you've got an APCC battery backup unit and safe power coming in, leave them on. Yeah. You're going to be over on that thing five, six times a day anyway. So what's the difference?
All right, Doug, let's... wrap it up with your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, WCCOTech.com, WCCOTech.com, 651-552-9543. And I'll see you on the 24th.
Yeah, I thought it was the 21st.
21st? I'll see you then, Steve.
All right. See you then, Doug.